I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
We are live on the tubes of the internets. Grab a shotgun and a beer, because we're hunting zombies on this week's episode of the 8-Bit Geek Podcast. The ladies call me a Greek god, but you can all just call me Jeremy. Along for this wonderful crazy ride is the two people who are really the talent here.
That would be me, Doug.
And?
I'm Kevin. Hi.
See how much talent they have.
We're so talented. Read a script.
So talented. They're reading off the script. Today's show is like totally awesome and stuff. Teens are like jelly about it and like stuff. And they're like
twerking
about things. And the things that we say here are going to be like, oh my God. Because we're hip and stuff. No, guys? You're not following me on that one, huh?
Totes.
All right, if you have yet to do so, and you should follow us on social media, not social media, but social media. And I'm sick of asking, so now I'm telling you to. If you do not, Kevin will hunt you down and impregnate all of you, men and women.
All of you. Even if you do, I might still do that.
So follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, and Instagram at the 8-Bit Geek.
Thanks, Mr. Ed, for that plug.
We are going to give away a copy of Risk of Rain on Steam, and it's very simple for you to win. Just keep listening, and in the middle of the show, we'll tell you how. So that is our intro. Guys,
we did it, guys.
Everyone have a good night.
Yeah, and we're done.
We're done.
See you guys next week.
We're about to get into a little skit here we like to call Misconnections. And what we do here is we take some ads from the internets. Usually it is from Comic Cons. We try to find the Comic Cons to make it relevant to what we do here. We didn't find any this week, so we're going to do it from some Walmarts and stuff like that, and some good stuff.
And there's always good content at Walmart.
Exactly. So without further ado, Miss Connections.
You were a blonde half Asian with a bad case of gas. I was wearing red Speedos and a hockey mask. Come on, let's find that love connection.
Thank you, Weird Al, for hooking us up.
Faux show.
Hooking us up. All right, guys, let's get in the mood here.
It's getting hot. A little misty in here tonight.
I know it's hard to go from Weird Al to feeling sexy, but we're going to
do that on a daily basis.
Yeah. It's how I get in the mood. All right. This one goes out to the sexy MILF at the Euless Super Target. A male looking for a woman. Damn! You are so hot wearing those tight spandex pants and top. I know you were bending over extra slow when you were putting groceries away in the nice black Mercedes SUV. You wanted me to see and salivate on those perfect boobs.
This has been edited.
Yeah,
this has been edited.
Safe for work.
Safe for work. I got a semi right there. I had to come around and I had to come home and pleasure myself thinking about those gorgeous boobs catching my... Well done, lady.
Oh.
Well done indeed.
Did you get in trouble for reading these or something? Why are you editing this?
I have to, man. We have to. We're a family show.
We're not. What family?
I'm trying to not be too dirty. This thing was real dirty.
That one was the dirtiest one I think we've ever had.
No, maybe. Yeah, actually, it's up there.
This dude saw a chick at a Super Target and went home and jerked it.
Have you ever seen
and then admitted to it on the internet?
These women.
I didn't even think he wants to hook up either. He just kind of just let her know.
Yeah, just let her know.
Hey, I saw you, and I totally.
I had
just in my pants.
I had sex with you in my mind. So.
By the way, it was even worse because the whole time you were reading that, my cat was licking my hand. I was like, what are you doing, bro?
The cat loved the story
too. Not the time.
Yeah. The cat was like, "Ooh, I know that chick."
Oh.
Yeah, that was, I mean, have you ever seen the women at Super Target? I wrote that post.
Super Target.
All right, Doug, you're up.
All right. This is for the girl at Stripes. Well, we know what Stripes is. I was on my break, and you said I didn't mean to look at you like that. We bullshit a little and talked some, but I really wanted to get to know you. Couldn't stop staring at your ass and your big titties. Your friend was the cashier too. She looked good. But I want to get to know both of you, but preferably you. Tell me what I was wearing if you want to meet up. Or if you think it's you, reply with a pic.
I love how he goes from one to two girls.
Yeah, I know. It's like, well, I mean, you know, hey, if you're not interested, totally hook me up with your cashier friend.
Your friend will
either
do.
Either way, I need one of you.
But you, I want you the most. I'll tell you. Like,
I like that he's like, if you think it's you, reply with a pic. It's like, even if it wasn't her, he'd be like, yeah, I approve though.
We should, you know what we should do is just take our tops off, take a group photo and send it to this one. Like, yeah. I think I'm the one you're looking for.
Yeah. It says man for woman, but, you know, you were confused.
Hey, maybe you were confused here, but I thought you said big burly bear when you were talking about ass and boobies.
Yay.
All right, Kevin, bring us home, man.
Oh, another Walmart loving one. You told me I couldn't handle that. Male for woman. Walmart in Lufkin. I don't even know what the hell
that's
that
Lufkin,
is.
Texas.
Here I was... I was getting a gallon of milk at Walmart. You look down at your breasts, sis, telling me I would never go thirsty. What? As you walked away, you tugged down at your pants and said you were having back problems looking behind you. I was in, If it was you, drop me a line and maybe I'll take you up on that drink and maybe handle that back problem for you. I can give you a good massage. Holla!
Oh my god, who looks down at their breasts and, you'll never go thirsty.
Man, I mean, that's a pretty...
Oh,
like, he's got to be dreaming on that one. I mean, that's Walmart. That's like pushing it even at Walmart.
You'll never go thirsty, baby. Well, we know why you have back problems now.
Yeah, seriously. I like, you know, you kind of... pronounced everything correctly, but the misspellings in this were pretty amazing.
This is a grammar. It's a grammar nightmare.
Yeah, I was in awe. Spelled I was in a
A-H.
I was in
ah.
If it was you, drop me a line and maybe M-A-B-Y, I'll take you up on tat dring, and maybe handle tat back. Problem.
Yeah,
he's got a stutter. He's got a stutter.
I don't know. It's just sometimes the spelling doesn't bother me, but that was just really funny because of the I was in awe.
That extra P is in there for pimping.
I'll take care of that pussy problem.
Please?
OPP.
You don't know me. Yeah, you know me.
Jeez.
By all the right. way, if any of you guys have any missed connections, if any of you want to hook up, holler at us. We'll hook you up. Just spell correctly.
Yeah, and send us any missed connections you may run by. We'd love to read it off on the show. You can do that, of course, at our Twitter, Facebook, and our website. So next, we're going to get into some movie news. We got a lot of it this week, guys, and a lot of really, really cool stuff to touch on. Hopefully, we can get through it all in time because, you know, our producer... he's trying to limit our show this week, but we might just have to say screw him. You know what I'm saying?
For show.
That's right.
We don't really have a producer, but
yeah, I'll say our. I was like, is our producer code word for your wife?
Yeah. It's secretly Michael Bay.
Yeah.
It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day. Or not. I wish I had a drop every time that Doug makes fun of me. And then it just instantly moved to the next subject.
We'd have a lot of drops.
It would just be like, we just immediately just cut that segment and just go to the next one. It's just, yeah. Hey, we're done with movie news now, so fuck it. All right.
We'd be through the whole podcast in about seven minutes.
I'm just going to do that. I'm going to load one up on my iPhone. And anytime that we hang out and you say something to me, I'm just going to play a new drop. Like,
da 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 da.
New conversation piece. It would eliminate any arguments, any anger.
I just start laughing.
It would make you laugh and everyone would forget. So we have a lot of news on a couple little hints here at Ant-Man coming up. And one big thing is, you know, Marvel says they were not scared of Edgar Wright's Ant-Man's vision, insists Kevin Feige.
Feige, most likely.
No, I said Feige.
Yeah, well, we know it. We heard
he's French. Okay, he's French. Everyone knows that he's French. Why do you think that they're making the next Marvel movie in France?
Nope.
Because it's cheaper?
They're not.
All right. Let me have that one, Doug. Hold on.
That's your movie news.
Just shipped my man.
This is a random drop. It's like straight to the gaming news.
All right, so the Marvel movies are a... This is a quote coming from Kevin. And he says, the Marvel movies are very collaborative, and I think that they're more collaborative than what he had been used to. And I totally respect that. But the notion that Marvel was scared or the vision was too good or too out there for Marvel is not true. And I don't want to talk too much about this because I think our other movies speak... to that. Go look at Iron Man 3. Yeah, for real, out the fucking box. Go look at The Winter Soldier. Not so much out the box, but really actually good. And go see Guardians of the Galaxy later this month. And it will have to be really out there for us to, you know, not do it. You know, I don't know. I think he's right on that. I mean, I probably think that Marvel is very hands-on with its movies. And, you know, I'm sure that some people just cannot work together, you know, and some creative processes just people just can't come together and agree on something sometimes.
Yeah.
And then also they're talking about Peyton Reed, who has taken over. Peyton is going to do a tremendous job and the cast is tremendously dedicated and the script is getting into an amazing shape. You wouldn't expect a producer to say anything different, but when that movie comes out, it will be the absolute best version of Ant-Man that could have existed. Which is really neat, because we also have news that Peyton Reed has said Ant-Man will contain some of Edgar Wright's visuals. Which how could you not? I mean, they created probably a great script. And they're just toning it up and fixing it how they want it, how Marvel wants it done. Well,
they worked on it for 6 years. I mean, come on. Or no, maybe even longer than that. Wasn't it on since 2006 or 2007? So it's like, I can understand. He probably had the whole thing like ready to go, which he did like 2 weeks before he left the project.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if anything, I wouldn't be surprised if they just used everything they wanted from it and just kind of threw out the parts that they didn't, because he's not there to budge anymore.
Yeah, they pretty much asked him, like, you know, are you going to go back and they're redoing stuff, but they have a lot of these storyboards and stuff too, like already done from the first draft and stuff. And I think that since they are keeping, obviously, much of Edgar Wright's script and stuff, that I think that they're going to, I think that's what they're planning on doing, is actually keeping even his, trying to maybe keep some of his style and some of the things that he's known for doing, especially when it says, like, his visuals doesn't necessarily mean like visual effects, but maybe like, I'm sure you guys have seen Shaun of the Dead. mm-hmm. and Hot Fuzz and yeah. The World's End. He does those really quick, fast close-up cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, real, like, you know, you see Sean getting ready for the morning, and it's, you know, faucet on, toothpaste, brush teeth, throws it down, and it's like, oh, real quick. Like, I'm sure we're going to see a ton of that in Ant-Man, and I'm sure we'll still see a ton of it even without Edgar Wright not there, because he's already, like, that's what the movie was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they were always like, fuck it, keep it, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll see a lot of stuff that he had in the movie. That's a given. You can't throw away 6 years of work, as Kevin said, you know?
Yeah.
So, sticking with Marvel news, we have a lot of release dates. Marvel has announced their release dates through 2019.
Yeah.
It's crazy, because that's only 5 years away, but still, it's kind of nuts.
Well, it's crazy that they're releasing, like, that's a ton of movies, because we obviously have movies through 2016 already, like, pretty much planned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you?
And then to have three, like, I think they said about two or three more in 2017, mm-hmm. two in 2018, and then, well, at least one in 2019.
Can you believe that we're already out, like, speaking of, I mean, just kind of touching on the dates here, but we're already out of summer almost. Like, the summer movie season's over in, like, 2 weeks.
Pretty much.
3 weeks, yeah. Two or 3 weeks. I mean, I looked at the release schedule, and I'm just like, eh, for, like, a few of the things that are coming out. Like, there's mm-hmm. only a couple big movies that I'm really hugely interested in, like Guardians of the Galaxy. Yep. And then this week, I'm not interested in Hercules so much. I'm more interested in
Lucy. Yeah.
It does look good.
For sure.
But
it's Lawnmower Man with a hotter chick.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And no VR.
No VR. The VR scenes were hilarious.
They were so incredibly dumb. But awesome. Sorry, anybody who really
and
loved
then you
it.
Have after Guardians, I think it's afterwards, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. As much as I've been giving it flack, I'm still gonna go see it. I grew up with that. As much as I'm gonna go in there with super low expectations and hopefully come out decent.
You know who, but... you know, I didn't really listen, really pay attention, but Johnny Knoxville is Leo.
Really?
Yeah, listen to his voice.
That can't be right. That is 100% cannot be right.
Why not?
Because we would know about that by now.
IMDb. IMDb. Stall, everybody. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well, let's see. We got Megan Fox. Oh, man.
Johnny Knoxville as Leonardo. Apologize.
Because he didn't. You know what? He didn't do any... he just did the voice. That's why I didn't know. It's because they had someone else. I remember seeing all the pictures of them on set and was like, that wasn't him. It was Pete Plazek. I wonder if they, what if they did the first round of the movie and was like, not good enough and changed his voice.
Yeah, I think that it could be. I mean, who knows? But yeah, as I was watching the trailer, I go, holy crap, that's Johnny Knoxville.
That's a good call, man. I seriously, like, because I was like, man, we would have been talking about that when it was announced, because we talked about, like, everyone else that was mm-hmm. cast in this movie. Mm-hmm. How did we miss this? And this must have been may not have liked the voice of the guy that did the stunt work or the body acting. And
it was the extended trailer when he came off the roof and he was like, leave him alone. And I was like, whoa, that sounds really familiar. And then he was like, when he was like, we'll find you. I was like, that is Johnny Knoxville. So
that's crazy. That's awesome. Really crazy. There's another movie coming out where a voice actor recently dropped out as a voice, and that movie's coming out in, like, December. It was the Paddington Bear movie that's coming out. I saw that. What is it? Oh, my God. The actor's really... He won for The King's Speech. Whatever his fucking... Colin Firth or whatever. He was supposed to be the voice of Paddington Bear, and, like, literally the movie comes out in December. It's a Christmas movie, and he just dropped out. And it's like... like, that's really cutting it. And how did they not already have all of his lines recorded? I mean, I guess technology these days, you don't need to have them record months in advance and have them
animated. Well, just remember, remember what we talked about this for Transformers. Transformers was like 2 months away, and they just announced, we talked about this on a past show, and then they just announced that, what's his name? He's the fat guy with the beard.
John Goodman.
John Goodman was casted, and we're like, what? That are they reshooting? You know, like, we just didn't know. And, I mean, that was really quickly put together. And he was a huge part of that movie. Like, he had... Yeah. He was... I would say he probably had the most screen time of the Autobots.
That's true. He was a huge character in that movie. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It's I don't know how much of it is like them announcing casting, like as they're casting, versus things start to leak. Like, you know, like, let's not make a big deal about John Goodman being in it because he's a, we want to have that reveal sort of thing in the movie. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want too many people speculating on who he's going to be sort of thing. Cause there was some other stuff where it's like they're casting and stuff is being like leaked, quote unquote. And it's like the movie comes out. Oh, Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, they're like, you know, who's playing Thanos? You know, there's, it's what's his face? Gonna have that one to play Batman. Yeah.
Josh Brolin.
Yeah. 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 It was the same thing. It's like, well, does he just now recording the voice 2-3 weeks before the movie comes out? Or is it, he's been Thanos for a while, but no one just said anything until they, you know, credits sequences are starting to be made and people are like, oh shit, Josh Brolin did the voice for this.
Yeah, it could be a number of things. I mean, it just really depends on what the marketing department wants to do, you know?
Yeah, so that whole, I mean, John Knoxville, that was really under the radar. That was a good call. Again, I remember seeing, like, these four kids that were essentially playing these characters and being like, he definitely was not in the suit for that. I remember seeing this picture as we talked about the pictures of them in those motion capture suits and how dumb they look with those giant turtle shells on their back.
And how giant they look with the CGI.
They are huge, man. They're like 6'5". That's insane.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see the movie. I'm starting to finally let go of the whole beak thing. You know,
I've noticed looking at like pictures of them, like elsewhere, just like they, each of them has like a very unique face. They all do look different. Like,
yeah, Leo has a full mask, half mask. It goes all the way over his head, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, and their mouths look different. Raph has got like a very like cut face, like it's very thin and like bone, like almost like he's got these jaw bones and stuff, mm-hmm. and it just makes his face look meaner. And then, you know, Michelangelo kind of has like the kind of chubby face like he did, and he's kind of got, you know, he's the one that we first saw. That face looks stupid because he's the one that takes the mask off, and he was like, oh, that face looks dumb. Mm-hmm. When you look at all of them, they all look different.
Yeah.
So, more than just a different colored mask, and mm-hmm. you know.
I'm with you. Like I said, I'm getting used to it. It'll be good. So, so back to Marvel. we took a little detour. Sorry. There, but that's okay.
We always do.
All right. So the release dates go as this: Avengers: Age of Ultron. Also, if you haven't seen Ultron yet, he's on the cover of Entertainment Weekly. And he looks awesome.
Yeah, he does.
He looks pretty sick. Even though
I'm not a huge fan of the new Captain Cap outfit. It looks, the red looks pink to me for some reason.
Mm-hmm. They've tweaked it every movie, and I don't know if you need to tweak that outfit.
I liked it in the last one.
Yeah, I thought it was fine, especially Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ant-Man is July 17th, 2015. Age of Ultron is May 1st, 2015. So Captain America 3 is May 6th, 2016. Still going head-to-head with Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
There's an untitled movie for July 8th, which Slash Film thinks that it's going to be Doctor Strange, since that film has a director attached. And then untitled for May 5th, 2017. So... they're saying that 2017 could potentially be three big Marvel movies. And then...
some of the new dates they announced, the two more of them are in 2017. So that's three movies that year.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. And then we have 2018 is Avengers 3, making it the end of Phase 3. And then what do we have here? And then, of course, they're saying Phase... two phases on May 3rd, 2019. So that, well, as we get later on, of course, it gets a little thinner out with details. So, but we are not getting a Hulk. Was it called Hulk World?
Doug? Planet Hulk.
Planet Hulk.
Planet Hulk was one that they were talking about because they're talking about how at the end of the Avengers, at least with the Age of Ultron storyline, some shit goes down. I mean, we've talked about how we've seen the Hulkbuster in some mm-hmm. of the concept art for this movie. So obviously stuff's going to go down with Hulk, and I think at the end of this, he ends up being, like, blasted off the planet. Like, something happens. I don't know the story that well, but I believe it's at the end of this storyline, he ends up off planet, and in one of the storylines, he crash lands on essentially a planet of Hulks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy. That storyline's awesome. Planet Hulk is crazy.
So we're not going to get that. But the good news is...
that's not happening, apparently.
But the good news is we will probably get a Hulk movie because Mark Ruffalo has been talking about it on his Twitter, and they've been talking about it in the press, that Marvel is really excited about the character, seeing that that was what people did not expect coming out of the Avengers movie, and everyone loving the Hulk as the main... Like, that was the main thing. Everyone walked out and was like, oh my God, Hulk was amazing.
Yeah, finally, mm-hmm. done right. Like, I liked him with Ed Norton, and I remember, like, oh, my God, again, another fucking Hulk? Seriously? Why? Yeah. And I'm walking out and being like, okay, cool, I'm done. Yep, you got it. You finally did it.
Yeah, so we're pretty excited about that. Last week, we talked about the Fantastic Four and how it's not going to be based on the comics or...
Wait, did we talk about that last week? I don't know if we talked about that last week or if we just talked about that on Facebook.
I think we just talked about it on our Twitter feed and Facebook.
Did we?
So, yeah, I don't think we talked about it on the show.
Okay, so it's been announced that the new Fantastic Four movie is not going to be based on the comics. They're not going to say their actual, like, comic book names. And it's set the internet on fire. Literally, like, data centers are burning down.
It's actually going to be a golf movie, Fantastic Four, F-O-R-E. It's going to be fun.
Zing! it's kind of crazy what everyone is talking about here. Director Josh Trank is doing something different. I think Fox is insane for letting this happen. But
it's based on the comic book characters. Obviously, it's about the Fantastic Four, and it's Sue Storm, Johnny Storm. You know, it's all of them. It's just, I don't think that they're basing it off of any specific storyline. Like, the Avengers storyline is followed some of them relatively closely. Days of Future Past, obviously, that kind of followed that comic.
Yeah.
And so I think that they're saying, because one of the article that you're talking about that we read last or this past week was. Josh Trank telling the Kate Mara, was that her name? Is that the chick that's playing Sue Storm?
House
of Cards. She asked him, like, hey, I don't really know Fantastic Four. I don't read a lot of comics. Where should I begin? And he said, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. We're not doing that.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's the thing, is that they're not even referencing their actual names, though, which is kind of bothersome to me.
Well, because one of the things they've talked about is that this is supposed to be a quote-unquote, like, sort of found footage style movie, which, if I remember correctly, this is the director from Chronicle, right?
Yeah, Chronicle.
And he's the same guy that did Chronicle?
Yeah.
So that was a good movie, but I mean, you gotta think it's their origin story film to get them to the next one. I mean, what happened in the, you know, they're in space, some shit went down, like some stuff exploded. I can see the found footage aspect in that, where it's like,
yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, it's been very under wraps. They've been filming for months in Louisiana. We know, like, jack shit about it. Like,
probably because they keep reshooting and rewriting.
We do have some information about that reshootings. Michael B. Jordan says that Fantastic Four is changing on the fly, which scares the living crap out of me. here goes the quote. They asked about the secrecy. Yeah, we've been pretty much in our own world. That's really the only way we could get a project like this done. It's so massive, so many moving parts, so many moving pieces. Things are changing every day. The script is evolving. You make on-set decisions on the fly. Things are always constantly changing. Me personally, I block out the extra noise and focus on the job that I have to do. The film is important for all of us. We take it seriously, taking a lot of risks, blah, blah, blah. And then he followed up by saying most of the movie is planned out in advance and the size of it and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of scary because most of the time when you have a script, comedies are usually the only ones that kind of go off script a lot of the time and make changes on the fly. So I'm kind of nervous.
Well, especially you got to plan out these big fight scenes and everything like that. You can't make those up on the fly. Yeah. Like, there's not a special effects unit right there going, okay, cool. Oh, no, you want to do that now? Okay, cool. We'll just scrap the other project. Yeah. Like, they have to know what's going on.
Yeah. No. So only time will tell, of course, with anything that we kind of put down here where we don't agree with. But only time will tell. I say if it sucks, just bring back Jessica Alba.
Those weren't very good either, though.
Those were not good.
Yeah, the first Fantastic Four, I remember like sleeping through it, and the second one, I didn't even bother.
Well, I remember the second one, I was like, "Oh, sweet Silver Surfer," and then being like, "Oh, this was not good."
Yeah,
yeah, it was pretty bad.
But we'll see. I don't know. You know, he's. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
I don't know
exactly.
What I was thinking before I kind of got sidetracked I was going to find a quote, but what I was looking for was Comic-Con is coming up. SDCC is like starts this week. Mm-hmm. Hopefully
we get some more information. Ton
of fucking news to talk about next week. Yeah. And hopefully we'll see some stuff from this. I mean, you know how it is. Like, oh, we're not going to, you know, none of this is going to hit the internet. And then it always does. Like their Batman versus Superman announcement last year was on the internet within minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you have not watched that video yet of that announcement from their panel last year, then go watch it. It was
people lost their minds.
It was like, I mean, I got goosebumps listening to them read from The Dark Knight Returns, and then just seeing the screen go black, and then the Superman logo with the bat inside. Like, I get goosebumps on my arm right now just talking about it. It's so cool. But I'm sure we'll see stuff like that again the next week.
Yeah,
definitely.
Speaking of Batman.
Each episode of Gotham will tease the Joker.
Nice.
So every episode in the first season will introduce a character that might be a future Joker.
Who is the Joker?
Each emphasizing aspects of the character's iconic.
Was it Old Man Tom from last week? Is it a janitor Bill from this week? Only time will tell.
Okay, well, you're joking about that, but this is the quote. A card shop, a flower seller, a clown, or just a guy with a big grin?
Oh, my God.
All relatively unknown actors, all potentially a Joker.
They all just fall into the bat themselves and then just turn into one person, and it's the Joker.
Oh, that'd be a good one, man. Let's go with that.
Ace Chemicals, yeah.
Let's do that.
Was it Axis Chemicals or Ace Chemicals? It was Ace Chemicals.
Yeah. We have a little bit more DC news. We're going to just kind of just hit on these couple. Here we go. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has strongly hinted at the fact that he will be Shazam as his DC character comic book hero movie. So how do you guys feel about that?
I do not like Captain Marvel. I am not a fan of Shazam.
Yeah.
Shazam.
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 Just want to turn into a superhero.
You're great. Shazam.
It's just like I understand, like maybe that was like, you know, like in the 70s, like, oh my god, like he should say Shazam, like holy shit, that's so fucking awesome, let's do some more acid. But well, no man, like 40 years later I'm kind of not feeling it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you on that one, Doug. I can give two shits about Shazam.
Listen,
Captain Marvel,
hey,
whatever.
I am excited, okay?
Unless Shaquille O'Neal is going to come back and play him. But that's not the Shazam we're looking for. But you know what? I think I would still like that one better.
I as much as the comic book movies and everything has been coming out, and we didn't think Guardians of the Galaxy was going to be that good, but damn, after we saw the trailer... Ooh.
I thought it was going to be awesome.
Shut up, Kevin.
It was like Rocket Raccoon? Yes.
Shut up, Kevin.
At no point did I ever think that Guardians was going to be bad.
Yeah.
Because Marvel's done really well with their movies.
And video game news.
I'm just kidding. All right, well, I'm outscored here, so whatever.
Oh, okay, so let's continue with the news of the...
Maybe I don't want to.
Well, fine. I'll do it then.
So the Simpsons and the Family Guy crossover episode that is coming.
It's coming. Yep. They said it's going to be like an hour long or 2 hour long. It's something ridiculous.
And it's going to include Bob's Burgers cameo.
It's this generation's Jetsons meet the Flintstones.
Yep.
They're running out of things to do. Just kidding.
Yeah. Apparently, what I find really interesting is apparently it's being written by the Family Guy crew, and apparently they handed it over to the Simpsons guys, like, hey, if you need to make any edits, and they're like, apparently they changed like two things. And I'm like, cool, we're good with this, which makes me really kind of nervous because it's Family Guy people.
It's gonna be great.
It's like that time Bart went to the whorehouse.
Yeah. That's gonna be great. All right, so Roberto Orci. That's how I'm pronouncing it. Do not correct me.
I don't know. I'm with you.
Discuss the new Power Ranger movie and potential connections to the original series. It looks like we may have some cameos from the original cast. So that
there's supposed to be some tie-in somehow. So
that's awesome.
Vulcan Skull.
I mean,
GTFO.
As long as the actor from the movie and not the TV series for the Red Ranger comes in, then I could say to Doug, told you so.
Was it the same person?
No, it's not.
Austin St. John or whatever
it's
his
not
name
Austin
is.
Austin St. John is not the Red Ranger from the movie. He's the one from the TV show. Like, literally, the past, like, five cons that we've gone to, they've had the other one from the movie.
Which is the Red Ranger.
Yeah, and he's like, it's the original Red Ranger. And I'm like, no, it's fucking not.
Really? I gotta go back and watch that. Yeah. I didn't realize
he's
that.
He's the one from the movie, not from the TV show. So we were at Comic Palooza, and Austin St. John was there, the one from the TV show. And I was like, that's the original Red Ranger. And he's like, no, he's not. Like, oh my
I don't
rip out my fucking hair.
I don't accept it.
The only one is the real one is the one from the movie.
Yeah.
Wrong Ranger died. It's not the same guy. Oh, and the Black Power Ranger, the one that played, what was his name? I'd had it and I just lost it.
I can't remember. He's missing a finger, though. It's awesome.
What?
Well, it's not awesome that he's missing a finger, but it is. Wait, I totally stand by my word. Yeah, he's got,
yeah, it is.
He's
no, it is like, awesome.
He's got like permanent, like fucking shocker hand.
Oh, that's crazy. Wait, he's been at the past few cons that we've gone to also, and the dude has not fucking aged a bit.
Dude's really crazy.
The same.
The Blue Ranger is a dick, and and he's aged a lot.
Yeah, he does look old.
Mm-hmm. We are getting, finally, after about 25 years and 50 promises, an Akira movie. And it's being written by Edge of Tomorrow's screenwriter, Joey Purr.
No, that's, I think, who wrote that or something.
I didn't open the thing, okay? Dante Harper. Gosh,
that was the author of the article.
Sorry, I was reading the tweet.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Dante Harper is currently writing the script. Listen, we've heard news that Akira has been getting a live action movie for umpteen number of years. I'm sure it's not 25, mm-hmm. but and it's always faded out. But we're finally getting somewhere with an actual script. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with the guy that did Edge of Tomorrow, which again we were talking about before the show, I really enjoyed that movie, so I'm kind of excited that this guy's attached.
And we have one more piece of news before we move on. Lucy Lawless is joining the cast of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
That'd be pretty cool.
I'm really excited to see who she's gonna play.
Me too. I really honestly hope that she plays like a really original character, like Xena, warrior princess. That'd be awesome.
You want her to be Xena on the show, or do you want her to be like
no, on the show, like that's who she was.
You want her to be Xena,
yeah,
warrior princess.
I said it, didn't I?
I wasn't sure if you meant like literally that character,
character.
Okay, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with Xena.
special appearance by Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah,
and she's just droopy.
Oh, she's still a beautiful looking woman. Shut up. she's a beautiful, upstanding woman.
Okay,
that's right.
My bad, homie. All right, so we have some top box office numbers to deliver to you. Number five is Transformers Age of Extinction, making $10 million for a total of $227.2 million in its four-week run. Number four is Sex Tape, only bringing in $15 million. Not good.
No.
For a comedy, though, that's got to be something.
No, they said that I mean, that's bad.
Yeah, they pushed the marketing for this movie was everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it did no good. Number three, the Disney movie.
A real sex tape.
If it had been a real sex tape, it would have gotten more than 17.5 million.
Yeah.
Or 15. Sorry.
Number three is Disney's Planes, Fire, and Rescue, only making 17.5 million. Dane Cook is is not putting out that fire.
That was a bad week for release of a movie called Planes.
Ooh, too soon.
Yeah. That's probably why. That's probably why it didn't sell very much. People didn't feel comfortable going to the theater and seeing
that. Well, I have not seen anything on this. I knew it was coming out, but I have not seen.
I have a child. I knew it was coming.
Yeah, so it's like maybe I'm watching the wrong channels. You know, like,
every day I knew it was coming. Daddy, 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 daddy. What? Can we go see Planes? It's coming out in 2 days. That's fine. That's fine, Colin. The next day, daddy, 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 daddy. All right, number two, The Purge: Anarchy.
You should have taken him to see that instead.
Oh no!
Yeah. Hey, you stop bugging me, or next year, when Purge comes back around,
you can always tell the people who are not meant to have kids. The Purge Anarchy making.
I got 30 already, bro.
They've all seen The Purge.
Yeah, we went and saw. We went and saw it this weekend.
It was a family. It's a family thing.
Up to me.
And we don't go to Disney. We go to horror mansions. Like whenever Halloween comes, I just take them to the haunted houses.
Why would you go to Disney on Halloween? Screw that noise.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I went there once. It was a pretty mundane experience because I was older. So
you stop that. I went there at the age of 27, 28, 30, and 33. It's amazing every time. It's magical. I get transported back to my little youth age, and I run around that park like a little kid, and it's awesome, and I get cotton candy and ice cream cones, and I spend a lot of money, and I'm happy doing it, and I get the ears and everything.
Well,
So The Purge made $29.8 million in its first week. And number one, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes has made $36.3 million for a total of $139.2 million in 2 weeks, which is awesome. Guys, get your boxes. We're going to do something cool right
guys,
here.
Guys, get your boxes.
We are going to do something cool. Both Kevin and Doug are a part of Loot Crate. Now, what this is, if you've never... if you've never seen Loot Crate is a service that you pay how much? Average price. Average price.
$13.37 plus shipping and handling.
Okay.
Elite plus
all right,
shipping
so
and handling.
So $13 bucks a month. You get
about
this,
$20 a month.
Yeah, you get this cool box, and it's filled with a bunch of random goodies. What they will tell you is that it is a certain theme every month, and then it's all random for each person. So. Doug, I want you to open yours first and present everybody. Remember to narrate everything for our podcast listeners. And
Kevin and I should be getting a lot of the same stuff. I mean, they have like a bunch of things that everyone gets, and then a lot of times there are random items. But normally within like the same, like these. Okay, this is not one. For example, I'm holding up one of those Funko things. Like this is one that I bought, but like. We got some that were Game of Thrones a couple months ago, and like it was those you don't know which one you're getting until you open it, sort of surprise ones. And
all right, then both of you guys open them up, and then you can compare what separate all things right. you got.
Oh god, I opened this wrong. This month's theme was villains.
Yes.
Oh my god, the shirt! Holy crap!
Right off the bat,
let me see the shirt.
God. Okay, so the shirt is a mix between the Joker and Loki, and it says Jokey, and it's That is sick.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's in fat kid size, too. I could wear it.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you have to, when you order your shirts?
Deadpool socks.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my. Brendan.
Got Deadpool.
These are pretty awesome. Brendan, these have, Brendan gets his own box. Oh, my God. Brendan's probably losing his fucking mind.
That's awesome.
Do you guys have to put in what shirt size you guys are whenever you sign up?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so we got a Darth Vader keychain.
Yep, got that as well. Darth Vader keychain.
Oh, sweet.
Does he do something?
No.
What does he do? Nope. Nope, just a little head. Okay. I didn't know if it was like a light or something, you know?
Send that my
way. Let's see. We got the Necessary Evil Supervillains of DC Comics. It is it's a CD or something, but it looks like it may be
a
soundtrack?
It's
a video. It's a DVD.
It's like a DVD, yeah.
Probably like a sampler. It's even got Spawn on there.
It's a new feature-length documentary explores these, I guess,
see anything on my side.
The bad guys of the DC Comics and stuff.
Sweet.
Nice.
And so that's that. That's pretty sick. We got a Bowser magnet that says, I want you.
We're doing this at the same time.
Awesome.
Okay, they always come with a pin, so we got this month's pin, which says it's the Loot Crate, and it's got Vader, Harley Quinn, and Deadpool on it. It's a little pin. Like I said, we get one of these every month. And then we got some prints.
Son of a bitch.
You didn't get the pin?
No. That's I got a poster.
I got a poster, too.
Oh, well, you got you son of a bitch.
I got everything. Okay, check this poster out.
Nice.
Oh, that's Harley nice. Quinn.
And the Joker. Jeremy, I can tell you're not looking at the screen because you're not losing your shit right now.
Hold on. We just got a tweet. Oh my god, that's awesome!
Holy crap, isn't that...
Wow. Awesome.
The box.
Kevin.
The box has got stuff written all in it.
So what did you guys... What different stuff did you get?
I don't think we got anything different this month, actually. It's
And then I got a loot... Okay, I'm sure you got this too, right? But at the bottom, the Loot Crate exclusive.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah. Well, it's a Loot Crate exclusive Rocket Raccoon comic. And I don't know...
And it comes with a board, backing board, too. That's awesome that they do that.
Yeah, hey, it's number one. He's actually holding a Loot Crate box in his hand right there.
We have a tweet from Katie.
Oh, fuck off.
wow.
Katie has said, how much will you give me for a picture wearing only the Deadpool socks?
So we'll start the bidding at $5, five American dollars.
I told her all of our paychecks for the next month.
She gets my
I think my wife might have a problem with that.
She also says, oh my god, dibs deductible. On the poster. That's my poster. I will pay you $20 for your poster. Minus...
I'll send it to you.
Minus shipping and handling, minus friend fee. So in reality, you should just send it for free.
In reality, you owe me $20.
Yeah, in reality, you owe me.
This is literally the best Loot Crate I think we've gotten so far, being
That's
a part
pretty
of
cool
this.
Looking.
That's
the
really
shirt
neat, guys.
Alone is pretty sick. That print is sick.
It's weird. I didn't get my pin, though. I'm gonna raise some hell with Loot Crate.
I can't believe you didn't get... Are you sure it's just not lost somewhere, this little tiny pin?
Yeah, okay. Didn't get it.
Ooh, they ran out.
Just fell out. Nah, who knows?
All right, guys, let's give away a game real quick. Yes. Remember, if you're joining Loot Crate, you know, it's pretty cheap and stuff like that. Either one of you two, give somebody a referral name or link or whatever, so that way they can you can get.
We'll
some,
put our codes or something in the show notes. You can click on those and you can go through that way.
If you get your first one, you get a deal on it. Yeah.
Yeah, you can normally get... They have different monthly... You can do 1 month where it's $20 a month. You can do 3 months where it's like $55, or you can do a 6 month, which is like $100. Sweet. So it's totally worth it.
Especially for the, if you're going to get a t-shirt every month.
Yeah.
For the last 3 months, it's been t-shirts, yeah.
Yeah, all I right. think the first one I got didn't have one. But this.
Oh, and also, everybody who is a part of Loot Crate every month gets a chance to win the Mega Crate, which has some amazing deals in it. Like, it has... Totally. I mean, I've seen some gaming systems and stuff, so, I mean, it's pretty cray-cray.
Yeah, this past month was like a fucking 60-inch TV, man.
Yeah, that's nuts. All right, so we're going to give away a game. We're going to give away Risk of Rain, like we said at the beginning of the show. Mm-hmm. All you need to do in order to win this game... is if somebody leaves us a review on iTunes, a positive one, please, we will go ahead and choose one of you to win this great title. And, just go to iTunes and write us a review under our show, the 8-Bit Geek podcast. That'd be wonderful to get that.
And let us know on, like, Facebook or Twitter if you've left it. I mean, just that way we know.
Yeah. Hit us up.
Too, obviously.
We'll keep an eye out, but definitely let us know that you left us a review, and we'll get you the game. For free.
You have Steam, of course. Steam account.
Yeah,
have
you need
a Steam account. Because
they're
free.
Without further ado, let's jump into some gaming news. So former dictator Manuel Noriega has sued Activision over Black Ops 2 appearance. Now, you may ask me how come, Jeremy, you can say his name, but you can't say anyone in Hollywood's name. And I'll tell you why. Because I love rap music, and Noriega is a well-known reference in rap music.
Yeah. Not Manuel Noriega. No, he is not very good at the hip hop.
No. Wasn't a very good dictator, were you, Mr. Noriega? Because you're former. Nope. So he's suing. Is suing for lost profits from prison in Panama, where he's serving 20 years for crimes committing during his time in power. It's so crazy. So
it's hilarious.
It's nuts. He's probably not going to win.
Hmm? Well, no, I mean, it's just like, of course not. Basically his face is free reign because he's a damn prisoner of war, failed dictator. Like, I mean, dude, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And he couldn't even, he wasn't even very good in the video game either. Come on. He failed there too.
Real life. Microsoft has shut down its Xbox Entertainment Studio, but the Halo series will continue. This is kind of big news because it was announced when they announced the Xbox 360 at E3 that they would be bringing a ton of original content to the Xbox and original programming, original TV shows. And without releasing one yet, they have already canned it. But what's really exciting is that Halo will go on. The Halo series produced by Steven Spielberg. I don't know. It's really weird. I mean, why do you think they would shut this down?
Well, one, new CEO who's looking to trim the fat in every possible place that he can. And two, they were waiting until the debut of this, which they said was going to be 2015, before truly launching the service. So they didn't have anything. They weren't producing anything other than the show right now. Mm-hmm. And again, when you look at it like, well, we have a studio that's not doing jack shit except for this one thing that we don't really even need them to even do that because it's going through, you know, Spielberg and Showtime and all that stuff anyways.
Yeah, they probably didn't have any employees, I guess. It was just a name.
Yeah, I mean they had hired someone from, I think, the CBS exec, Nancy Tellum, to lead the... So obviously there was probably a couple of employees. Yeah. But really, they hadn't done anything. I don't think it's a huge loss because, like I said, the Halo stuff was already... That's done. That's funded. That's going to happen no matter who's behind it. If they're behind, you know, Entertainment Studios is behind it or not. So I don't know. Like I said, this like new CEO has kind of taken over in the past like year or so. He hates Xbox. He hates it.
Why?
Like, we've had these rumors for the past like year. Mm-hmm. Essentially, like, oh man, the Xbox is on the chopping block. Xbox is gonna get cut.
Yeah,
Microsoft's
gonna get
rid of it. And then they're, you know, they're constantly like, no, we're not. But it's because this dude keeps doing stuff like this, where he's trimming.
But the Xbox is bringing in it's one of their heavy hitters for cash.
Oh, for sure. Oh, undoubtedly. I mean, like, that's why people are like, oh, it's gonna, like, there's this dude I know on Facebook. I don't know him in real life too, but he posts all this shit like he's a PC gamer and he's one of those that just hates console gamers.
PC Master Race.
Oh yeah, and he's just like, I mean, he shits on Microsoft and Xbox all the fucking time. And he's just like, yeah, see you stupid, you know, console gamers. Yeah, see, no one plays your stupid consoles. See, you guys are next. And then what? You're gonna turn to PC.
If it wasn't for console, like, PC wouldn't have the surge it has having.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Oh, so anyways.
But we love you if you're listening, dude.
No, we don't. I'll call him out. I don't think shit.
Fuck that guy.
He literally is one of those dudes that just shits on everything. It's like not a day goes by that.
Yeah. Whoa. I was gonna say Doug.
He doesn't complain about something.
I was gonna say this is Doug's feed, but since it's Xbox, it can't be.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Huh? What? What? No. Somebody out there got it.
Anywho's. Xbox. I don't know. This dude, I think that this guy could get rid of the Xbox out from under Microsoft. I think he would, but I don't think that he can because of, again,
of
it's a cash cow.
It's too much. Makes too much money. Well, we have some pretty cool news. Dota 2 was on ESPN over the weekend. Not for us to talk about too much, but I think it's pretty cool that we're seeing this evolution of gaming on an actual sports network.
Esports.
And, game on.
But I do think that, I mean, I saw its Twitter feeds and Twitter quotes that it was both cool, but then people were also like, these fat asses aren't athletes. Get them off the screen. You know, they're like, and jocks and everybody were like, this
coming
is ESPN.
Coming from equal fat asses who don't leave the couch and watch sports on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's the same guy that, like, you know, he played football in high school and, like, he hasn't gotten over the fact that he didn't get to play for college. But, you know, he's, like, really into those college teams that he never went to the school for. And he's, like, super into, like, you know, the NFL teams. And he's one of those that's like, oh, man, fucking football, bro.
Armchair quarterback, man. Napoleon's uncle.
Napoleon's uncle. Sorry. I could throw it over the mountain, man. we are getting a very cool game called The Crew on the PC. It is in beta right now. They have released it today. It was supposed to be released on July 23rd. It is in beta right now. Go to their website. Go to search The Crew video game. It's on Ubisoft. It looks like an incredible, incredible game. You can actually go from coast to coast in this game. It's an online racing game, but they've done it a little bit differently. EA has really screwed up, I think, the online multiplayer components, like for their racing series. I don't like it, but this thing seems like they've got it pretty cool. I mean, I've watched some of the videos and I'm pretty excited. I'm waiting for my email to come through Ubisoft, so please hook me up.
Me too. I signed up at E3. As soon as I found out that they were going to open that beta, I was like, let's do it.
Well, if they give you any extra keys, you make sure that you give Doug and I one.
Holla at you boys.
Holla at you boys. Oh, hey.
Hey, if we get extra keys, maybe we'll throw it out to you guys too.
That's right. So, hey, bros before.
I mean, come on. Bros before our, you know,
yeah,
our listeners.
You know what I'm saying. Before our listeners.
We'll edit that out later.
We are getting an Uncharted movie. It's going to begin filming in 2015. So very early next year, that's the plan.
I wonder what was going to happen with that Assassin's Creed movie that they also announced like last year. They said 2015 for that one too, and I've heard jack shit about it.
I haven't heard anything either. So we don't have a lead yet. Still looking for a lead to portray Nathan Drake. I don't think you really need to. I think that you have one. I don't know. Maybe contact the guy in Firefly. He's perfect.
They've been saying that for a while, though. Yeah, they were saying
Nathan
that
Fillion.
Nathan Fillion
would be a great Drake. I love Nathan Fillion, but he's getting up there a little late age, you know?
Yeah,
it's
true.
Like, you can't have him doing all this crazy stuff. I would love to see him do it.
Hey, but they said that about Harrison Ford. And look at him.
He broke his leg on set, walking out of the Falcon.
All right, old man. We have some number news. PlayStation 4 is still the best-selling console 6 months running. Don't worry, Doug. It automatically put the bold letters in there like that. I didn't want to throw that in your face.
You know what's the best-selling system of all time? PC. Everyone owns one. Master Race. Hashtag.
I'm saying this. I was just getting done playing Dark Souls on PC. So
hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Hashtag hypocrite.
But there is good news. Xbox, since they have released the Kinect-less box, they have doubled their sales in June. So I think that we're going to see a much tighter race from here on out.
Yeah, especially when we get closer to the holiday season, I think we'll see some really close numbers. A lot of people that will be finally getting an Xbox One that may already have a PS4, you know, so we may see that those numbers start to kind of balance out a little bit.
Yeah. But we are starting to see kind of, you know how when the popular console starts getting on TV and on movies and starts dominating things like that, you know, like we saw it with the PS2, you know, and we saw it with, and then all of a sudden the PS3 sucked. And so we started seeing the Xbox 360 take over on everything, you know, like you'd see that in the movies and everything. And now we're starting to see the PS4 starting to pop up in movies and on TV. So we'll see Xbox. We'll see if Xbox can grab the lead back again this holiday season. So that'd be pretty fun. It's been a pretty fun console race so far.
Mm-hmm.
Warner Brothers has acquired Space Invaders movie rights. Nothing to see here. Keep moving.
Yeah. Just
I don't know how you're going to turn that into a movie. I mean, obviously, you just buy the name. You're just buying a name. There's no story. You're just buying Space Invaders' name and hoping that...
That reminds me that there's a trailer out for Pixels, that Adam Sandler movie.
Mm. Yeah, go see that. That'd be cool.
Remember, that's the one about the video games.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the Pixel, the actual YouTube video a while back. And is it the same one or no?
It is it's a move. It's a full length based off that short. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty cool. So go check that out. Look it up. We got some some video game sales that we'll mention here. The top five of the month. And this is for reported in the 12th of July. We don't get it like movies. You know, they don't report back like they do films. But it is ever-changing every week. Number five is the PS3 version of Minecraft selling 23,000 copies. Number four is the 3DS copy of Tamagotchi Life.
There you go. You got it.
Making 25,000 sales. Number three is the PS3 version of One Piece Unlimited World Red, selling 27,000 copies. Number two is the 360 version of Minecraft, selling 28,000 copies. And number one, again, is the Wii U version of Mario Kart 8. It's a me selling 45,000 copies.
It's fun. It's a really good game.
What's really cool and interesting is that we only have one game in the top 10 that is a next gen game.
No, I was gonna say the same thing, and I guess if you don't count the Wii U.
Yeah, it's that's.
Yeah, come on. What man. Wii U? Come next on. Gen.
Come on, man. all right, everybody, we're coming to the end of the show. But first, what are you watching?
Are you watching closely?
My new dance. Alright, I have got to pull up here what I've been watching. There's a new show I just watched. I just watched it. I highly recommend The Strain on FX. I started watching it. It is incredible. Really cool. It's about vampires.
Vampire zombie
apocalyptic
bug things.
It is so good.
Say, didn't,
and it's
didn't
directed
the ad
by
have like a bug in your eye or something.
No.
Yeah, it's like a worm thing.
It's It has some really cool people. Actors Sean Austin, Scott Rudy. Okay, Rudy's in the movie. I mean
Sean
in the
Astin.
Show.
Sean Astin.
I got the two confused. And it's also directed and created by Mr.
Guillermo
del Toro.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You know who else was in it?
Who?
Walder Frey from Game of Thrones, that son of a bitch. The guy from The Red Wedding. The guy was like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, Catelyn Stark, I'm an old man. I fuck my daughters.
Oh, he's actually a good guy in this one, though.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. He was also, for those of you that don't watch Game of Thrones, he was Argus Filch in Harry Potter. I mean, you know, whatever. No big deal.
No big deal. Everything comes back to Potter. No big deal.
Hey, 7 years today, the last book was released. I'm just saying.
just putting it out there.
Seven years.
I definitely recommend that you guys see that. I was about to be like, nah, don't go see it. Or don't watch it. Because I wasn't going to give it a chance, and then I did, and I have fallen in love with it. It's got great acting, great story so far, and I'm hooked. What are you talking about?
I'm hooked, too. Don't get me wrong, because it's intriguing. I'm really curious as to what the hell's going on, but, dude, the acting...
Don't listen, man. Do not put down because there's a Mexican kid in it. I know that's what you're putting it down for. Racist
Sean Astin's acting was terrible.
No,
which is crazy coming from him because he's such a good actor.
He and did fine.
First episode he was terrible.
Okay, moving on.
Terrible. Bad.
Hold on.
He was terrible.
All right, so Muppets Most Wanted I watched as well. God, you know, even though this movie wasn't as good as the first one, I still love the Muppets, and I still got a kick out of it. It was still really good. I enjoyed it very much. Story was kind of weak, but what are you gonna do? It was still a good movie. And also, oh my God, Broforce! I have been playing. I didn't mention this at the top of the show, but we just had our quarter con at our house, you know, all the guys got together and came over and played. I may expand it next year because I know a few people on Facebook were like, why am I not here?
Why was I not invited?
Yeah, so
well,
I may expand
it. Are you playing
it.
Games on your PC? I only play it on my console.
And so that was it was a blast. We had a lot of fun. And Doug got me a copy of Broforce, and I have thoroughly enjoyed it so far. It is awesome. You know, I really didn't take it to heart when you were talking about it, and I was like, ah, yeah, I'll just check it out, I guess. But then I got into it, and I was like, holy shit, this is awesome!
It's so much fun, and it's a shame that it's only an early access game and it's not complete, because, like, I want the achievements, I want the levels, yeah. I want more levels.
And the characters are just perfect. I'm surprised they didn't get sued for that, but...
There are some user-created levels, I was telling you this earlier, like... Dude, there are some that are like really cheesy and lame, and then there are some that are just fucking hard as hell. Like, they're just like, why is this not in the game? Why is this level not a part of the game? Because this was tough as it was.
It's really cool because everything is destructible, and you can actually get into mech suits and everything. It's really cool. All right, that's my recommendations for the week. Kevin?
So far, I've gotten back into Dark Souls 2. I was playing that right before we jumped live, which is why I'm a little frustrated. But, you know, it's Dark Souls.
I get so angry.
I've got about 40 hours into the game, and I'm near the end from what I heard. I finally got back into it because there's an expansion releasing tomorrow, and there's two other pieces of DLC coming out, so they just released a season pass for it. So I definitely want to get on that. I want to finish Dark Souls so I can actually say I've done it. Part 2, I'm going with that. I've been watching Defiance lately. That one, it's about 5 episodes in the season. It's really good, and it coincides with the show really well. I didn't get to see last week's episode, but tonight on the DVR. So I've been watching that, and then reading. I still haven't picked up any comics lately. I've been meaning to pick up, just trying to collect the whole set of the Carnage versus Deadpool series, but I was trying to find number one, and I couldn't find it anywhere. So I might just buy it digitally just so I can read that whole set, because I really want to read that. Deadpool versus Carnage just seems like an awesome combination. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and that's what I've been doing.
Awesome. Dougie Fresh?
I've only got a couple of things. I've been reading Gone Girl, which is the book that the movie that is coming out soon is based on, the movie with Ben Affleck and all those people.
Oh, I saw that trailer, and it looks good.
Yeah, man, seriously, the wife that's gone missing, and was he involved, and all this
Ben
stuff.
Ben Affleck, man, killing it lately.
Yeah, yeah, and this book is, I'm almost halfway through, I'd say, and I still don't know if he did it or not. Like, it's crazy, because they definitely set you up at the beginning, like, into chapter one, you're like, all right, this motherfucker did it. But then you're like, but... did he? Some of his reactions to stuff that's like, well, if he was involved, like, he would not be reacting that way. But then there's other times you're like, no, he knows something went down. Like, he knows, but you don't know.
But you don't.
You don't know. It's like the way he says stuff to people, or sometimes his interior, you know, monologue or whatever. It's like, oh, this motherfucker knows what's going on. But then other times you're like, hey, obviously he doesn't know what's going on. What the fuck? So. It's been crazy. That. I'm excited. I've been addicted to it. I started on Saturday, like I said, about halfway through. I'm going to finish it within the next few days for sure. And then as playing games, I started playing Mark of the Ninja. I got it like last summer, I think, during the Steam sale, or maybe this past Christmas. During one of those. It may have been last summer. And I remember playing it and getting through like the first level and being like, man, I'm not in the mood, and not touching it again. And then I was just going through my Steam last week, was like, man, I'm in the mood to play something. I don't know what to play. I haven't played this in a while, because I've beaten Broforce 30 times now. I need something new. And it is a lot of fun. Like, that game was a lot of fun. It was, you know, decent story, but really cool kind of side scroller stealthy game. So that's what I played. And I was also playing Mafia 2. I think I may have talked about this last week, but I got to a stealth mission. A stealth mission, quote unquote. It's not a stealth game, and the mechanics are terrible for stealth stuff, and you're supposed to be sneaky.
I love that game.
I hate when games do that, when they try to add a new element to make it, you know, like, ooh, check this, it's exciting, it's different, and it's not meant for that, and it just sucks. Mm-hmm. I literally kept getting like caught, and every time you get caught, you have to start all the way back over at the beginning of that like section. And I was just like, "Fuck it, done. Let's go play a real stealth game." And then pick
I love the Mafia games.
I've thoroughly enjoyed that game, man. Like, it was fun up until that point. It was kind of like Grand Theft Auto in the 1940s, and it just got to the stealth mission, and it was just like, this is terrible.
Get through it, man. It's so worth it. Like, the game, like, the story is, at least I felt the story is so incredible, and the city lends itself to the story, and, I mean, it's a part of, I love that game. That's one series that I've truly just really, really, even the first one, I've had a thing for it in my heart. That's really good stuff.
Can you hear my dog barking? I don't know if you guys can hear that. He's like howling. He like never howls. So it's like you're talking, and all I hear is.
Also, side note, saw your Twitter update, and it said little baby dog or tiny dog or something, and the dog's head is bigger than yours. I don't think so, man. Okay.
No, that was Katie's last night.
I don't think so.
Or two nights before that, he like. Randomly will some nights just be like, I'm a lap dog and I want to cuddle with you, and then like he just falls in your lap.
No, I love come over to your house because that is the coolest dog ever. Like, yeah. I will sit down and he'll jump in my lap and just like hang out, and it's awesome. I don't know how I you know, you guys love him so much. I couldn't do that in bed with that big ass dog. I'd be like, get out.
He doesn't, that's what I was gonna say, is that he doesn't normally he'll like stay at the foot of the bed, and like occasionally like he'll come up and just like, you know, like lean on you or something, but it's never, he doesn't sleep up there with us, he doesn't stay up there the whole night at all. And just that one night he was just like, it's his turn, like I'm gonna cuddle with him tonight, and he was like up on me, and I was just like like, you know, he's not very heavy because he's all fur, you know what I mean, like he's just a big giant fuzzball, and so it wasn't that bad, but it was just like, I mean, yeah, he rarely ever cuddles with me, so I was like, oh, look at you. But yeah, his head's the size of mine. He's huge.
Well, everybody, that is our show for the week. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that you will subscribe to us on iTunes and
leave us a review.
That's
a
right.
Game on That's iTunes.
Risk of Rain.
Win a game, leave a review on iTunes. It's that simple. And please follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram at the 8-Bit Geek. We do game giveaways. We tell personal stories that are embarrassing, like how Kevin really lost his hair, and things of that nature. So, Kevin's like, I hate you.
I didn't go home. I didn't lose it. I
misplaced it.
I lost it in a knife fight.
Somebody burnt it off with a torch.
I won, but this is the only thing I lost.
This is the real story. Have you ever seen Home Alone? Well, he was the stand-in for that scene where the fire comes down on the head. You know, you remember what I'm talking about?
I was Joe Pesci for a day.
Yeah, you were Joe Pesci's like you were his body double.
Oh God! I don't know who to be. I don't know who's more insulted, Joe Pesci or me.
Oh my gosh! On 4th of July, my friends had some, or we heard some like firecrackers going off, and I was like, "Say goodnight, you filthy animal!" And then it's like, and one of my friends just looked at me blankly, and I was just like, "Dude, home fucking alone. Come on, are you kidding me?
Is that reference too old? Come on!"
I was like, "Yeah, I mean, like, you're older than me. Like, come on."
Awesome. All right, guys. Well, this was fun. We'll see you next week, and peace out.
Peace.